Now, after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, the son of Sariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Shallum, the son of Zadok, the son of Ahitub, the son of Amariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Marariath, the son of Zerahiah, the son of Uzi, the son of Buki, the son of Abishua, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest. This Ezra went up from Babylon. He was a skilled scribe in the Torah of Moses, which Yahuwah, Elah of Israel, had given, and the king granted him all his request according to Yahuwah his Elah's hand on him. Some of the children of Israel, including some of the priests, the Levites, the singers, the gatekeepers, and the temple servants, went up to Jerusalem in the seventh year of Artaxerxes the king. He came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king. For on the first day of the first month he began to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month he came to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his Elah on him. For Ezra had set his heart to seek Yahuwah's law, and to do it, and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel. Now this is the copy of the letter that King Artaxerxes gave to Ezra the priest, the scribe, even the scribe of the words of Yahuwah's commandments, and of his statutes to Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Ezra the priest, the scribe of the Torah of the perfect Elah of heaven. Now I make a decree that all those of the people of Israel and their priests and the Levites in my realm, who intend of their own free will to go to Jerusalem, go with you. Because you are sent by the king and his seven counselors to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem according to the Torah of your Elah, which is in your hand, and to carry the silver and gold which the king and his counselors have freely offered to the Elah of Israel, whose habitation is in Jerusalem, and all the silver and gold that you will find in all the province of Babylon, with the free will offering of the people and of the priests, offering willingly for the house of their Elah which is in Jerusalem. Therefore you shall with all diligence buy with this money bulls, rams, and lambs with their meal offerings and their drink offerings, and shall offer them on the altar of the house of your Elah, which is in Jerusalem. Whatever seems good to you and to your brothers to do with the rest of the silver and the gold, do that according to the will of your Elah. The vessels that are given to you for the service of the house of your Elah, deliver before the Elah of Jerusalem. Whatever more will be needed for the house of your Elah, which you may have occasion to give, give it out of the king's treasure house. I, Artaxerxes the king, make a decree to all the treasurers who are beyond the river, that whatever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the Torah of the Elah of heaven, requires of you, it shall be done with all diligence, up to 100 talents of silver, and to 100 course of wheat, and to 100 baths of wine, and to 100 baths of oil and salt, without prescribing how much. Whatever is commanded by Elah of heaven, let it be done exactly for the house of the Elah of heaven. For why should there be wrath against the realm of the king and his sons? Also we inform you that it shall not be lawful to impose tribute, custom, or toll on any of the priests, Levites, singers, gatekeepers, temple servants, or laborers of this house of Elah. You, Ezra, according to the wisdom of your Elah that is in your hand, appoint magistrates and judges who may judge all the people who are beyond the river, who all know the laws of your Elah, and teach him who doesn't know them. Whoever will not do the Torah of your Elah and the Torah of the king, let judgment be executed on him with all diligence, whether it is to death or to banishment, or to confiscation of goods, or to imprisonment. Blessed be Yahuwah, Elah of our fathers, who has put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify Yahuwah's house which is in Jerusalem, and has extended loving kindness to me before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes. I was strengthened according to Yahuwah, my Elah's hand on me, and I gathered together chief men out of Israel to go up with me.